Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. In looking at the great things of God, we as Christians have the greatest work in the world. There are many professions a man may take up. There are many vocations you may choose in this life. But the one that is the most important, the one that will last into eternity, is the work that we do for God in this life. Friend, we need to realize that Christianity is a work. There are works that we must do. James 2, verses 14 following teaches us that a man who says that he's got faith without works is like a body in a corpse or in a corpse in a casket that has no spirit. It's dead. It's useless. It's of no value. And so there is work in Christianity that we must do. And the greatest work of all is to be busy in the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 20, beginning in verse 1, Jesus likened the church, the kingdom, to a vineyard. A vineyard is a place of diligent work where fruit is produced to God. That's the idea for Christians. Christianity is a place of work. I need to be diligently working to grow in the faith, 2 Peter 3, verse 18, to encourage others daily, Hebrews 3, verse 12, to glorify God by my life, Isaiah 43, verse 7, and to reach out to the lost, Luke 19, verse 10, Mark 16, verse 15. There are many things we've got to do, but here's what we need to realize. This is not a tedious work that is a waste of time, that is something we don't need to focus on, that's useless. Working for God is the greatest thing you could ever do, and here's why. The Bible says in Revelation 14, 13, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. What you do for God in this life is what's going to follow you in eternity. Friend, have you got involved in the greatest work of all, serving God? If not, there's no time like the present. Get busy working for God.
God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.